Blog Talk Radio.
Money.
I'ma need another money machine.
Get into the money.
We over here counting money like a bank teller on this side.
Get into the money.
You hear that shit clicking in the background?
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio for October the 12th, 2014. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lady on the line. She's a wrestler slash women's manager. In wrestling also, and she's the queen of House of Glory. Give it up for Ariella Nix.
Hey there, how's everyone doing?
It's good. Welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you on here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Was you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, definitely. I've been watching since I was a young kid, been watching all my life pretty much. So it's been in my blood all my life, I can say, pretty much.
What wrestlers did you admire?
My all-time favorite is definitely Shawn Michaels. I've been watching him since I was maybe like 3 years old, and he's the one I would say that got me into watching wrestling. Also grew up watching Warrior. He was one of my favorites. Macho Man is another favorite. Newer generation, CM Punk is one of my favorites. So those would be like my top guys, I would say, you know, all time.
What got your interest in becoming a wrestler slash manager at House of Glory School?
About a year ago, it was something that like I kind of realized I wanted to do, but I really didn't know how to get into it. And I'm good friends with Jay Lethal, and me and him were having a long conversation one night, and he was asking me, you know, if I wanted like. I was interested and why did I never do it, things like that. And he's the one that recommended for me to go to House of Glory, and he introduced me to Amazing Red and Brian XL. So that's how I all got started right there.
How was it like learning from your mentors, Brian XL and Amazing Red?
They're both great. I've learned so much from them so far, and, you know, it's only the beginning. I have a lot more to learn from them. has been very helpful from day one. Just, this is the best decision I've made working with them, and very happy, and I can't say enough good things about either one of them.
Yes, and it's like they open up with so many students attend House of Glory there, and they've been learning from the best, and also working with them in an outer ring on everything, and it's just actually a great school.
Agreed.
And you have been also working also dog matches there at House of Glory. How was that like?
It's been going well so far. I've been booked on the past few shows, and the crowd seems to hate me, which I guess is a good thing. So, you know, it's been going really well, and I'm looking forward to our next show November 1st in our new venue. So it's going to be really good. If you're anywhere in the NYC area, I would definitely come and check it out.
Right. Most definitely. And you, what is your experience of managing Alex Mason?
Well, right now, for those that weren't at the last show, I kind of turned on them. So I guess that makes me a bad person. You know, Ariella, she's trying to take over House of Glory. She's angry that they haven't pushed her from the beginning. So, you know, she just felt like, even though Alex is a good wrestler, he just wasn't winning matches. And for her to get to the top, she needs somebody that's going to win. And, you know, he's been there such a long time, hasn't won a match yet. So she made the decision to join Ken Broadway and Kosh Flo. He's been winning. You know, he has a strong stable behind him. So she had to do what she felt was best for herself. Sorry, Alex.
And that was like you executed that low blow perfectly right there.
Thank you. I try.
What are your experience with Ken Broadway?
Well, Ken, you know, we just got together now, so we're going to see what happens November 1st. And, you know, he's a great talent. I feel like he has a lot of potential, and I think I made the right decision by joining him. So we'll see in November what happens, but I have a lot of faith in him right now.
And how about your time with Larry Dallas also?
Larry's such a great guy. I feel like I can learn a lot from him. He's been in the business, you know, many years now, and he's somebody I look up to as a manager. So getting to work with him firsthand is a great experience, and looking forward to working with him more and learning as much as I can from him.
Yes. What is your memories of Jigsaw?
Jigsaw is a great guy. I've known him a long time. We went to school together many years ago. So just working with him, getting to work with him on my first show after knowing him so long before then was an honor. And he's such a great, talented guy, and I hope that he'll be back at House of Glory soon.
Awesome. And you, who do you have interest in women working with in the Indies?
A couple of dream matches I have would be, first one would probably be Candice LeRae. I think she's awesome. She's so talented. I love that she can go in there with any guy and beat them up. Another favorite that I would love to work with is Zeta Scott. She's also another one that can handle her own with anybody, male or female. Kimberly, she's also another one that's awesome. Those would be my top three right now. There's just so many, it's hard to list everybody, but those would be like the top three on my list at the moment.
Even a Marty Bell, maybe later down in the future.
Yeah, she's awesome too. I loved her feud with Chrissy Rivera. Like the two of them going back and forth for the NYWC title. They're both two. You can add them to my list as well. Like they're both just so talented. So hopefully in the future I'll get to work with one, if not both.
Or maybe Diva Boy Cotardo.
Oh yeah, Diva Boy. He's awesome too. So add him to the list as well.
And do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor?
Yep, I keep up with all of them. So I watch them pretty frequently.
And also, you have interest in the future of going to these women promotions like Shine, Shimmer, or WSU?
Yes, definitely. You know, I'm still training, so, you know, I'm not ready to wrestle yet. I need a few more months of training, but hopefully, you know, once I get that down, it would be more of an honor than to be booked with any of them. So that's definitely a dream in the future. So hopefully maybe sometime next year and the next year or two, you know, I'll be wrestling for, if not one, all of the promotions.
Right. And you definitely have great promo skills also.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. They definitely prepared you for that. Also, they have their own TV online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have our own website, Facebook page, Twitter, so YouTube. We have them all. So we try to do as many promos and, you know, things promoting our next shows coming up. So, you know, it's good, a lot of good practice, and you know, I'm only trying to get better.
Yes, do you have any was it a lot of when you first debuted as a manager, how was that experience like to be in front of the audience?
It was exciting, actually. I was very nervous. You know, it was the first time being in front of a crowd. You know, I've been watching wrestling my whole life. You know, I've been training. And at the time, it was like 6 months. So, you know, it's different being in training in front of, you know, just people that you're working with and being in front of a live crowd. You don't know how they're going to react to you. You know, you think you're doing well, and then you get up there and you're like terrible. But, you know, it went very well. It was just, you know, I knew once I got out there and everything went okay, I was like, I made the right decision starting the train, and this is definitely what I want to do. So it was a great, you know, I'm grateful for the experience, and, you know, just hopefully it continues even more from here.
And the House of Glory has also have other top talented guys that come in there to train y'all, or also to experience more, like Jay Lethal and Quiet Storm. How was that also?
Working with Jay was great. Actually, like my first couple weeks there training, he helped me out a lot. And when I was down in Orlando, like on vacation, I went and trained with him a little bit. Quiet Storm, I haven't gotten to work with personally yet. He hasn't been, like, you know, he hasn't visited us in a while, so hopefully he'll come soon. But I know, like, from the others that have been at House of Glory longer than me, that, you know, they could praise him a lot and that he taught them a lot as well, so.
Yes, the House of Glory have been putting on their last two or three shows with very good talent throughout the United States, and it seems like it's drawing more and more.
Yep, it's growing definitely. So, you know, hopefully with this next show coming November 1st, that, you know, will be our biggest show in crowd to date.
Right, definitely. Are there any other managers, female managers that you admire also that interest you in becoming a manager?
Two favorites growing up would definitely one would be Miss Elizabeth. I think everybody loved her. She was just, you know, like the perfect woman. I loved her growing up. Sensational Sherry was definitely another favorite of mine. She was awesome. And they said female. My other inspiration manager wise would definitely be Paul Heyman. I know he's not a girl, but I think he's just like the best manager I've ever seen. Like his mic skills, like he could always tell a story, and you know, just I can't praise him enough. Like he's definitely my biggest inspiration manager wise.
Right. And he's like he's on the money with everything. It's like it's like his promo is amazing and awesome.
Yep. I don't think he's ever had a bad promo, I feel like. You know, just whatever he does, he could just, you know, whatever the story is, he just makes it so good. And, you know, just the way he speaks and tells the story, it's like he has a gift, you know. You know, that's just the way to, I can put it. He has a gift, and, you know, I hope to be half as good as that one day.
Right. He likes walking that tightrope real smooth.
Yep.
And there's also another female also, Tammy Lynn Fitch.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And also do you have any dislike with any of the WWE or TNA product?
Say that again. I'm sorry. What was the question?
Do you have any opinions on the product also?
I mean, every, you know, like there's up and downs with everything. I know a lot of people have been complaining about WWE lately, but I think overall, like, their product has been decent. You know, everybody's just looking back for the Attitude Era, and, you know, it's done. You know, the Attitude Era was great, loved it, but, you know, it's a different time, a different story. So, you know, I mean, I've been enjoying the product. I love going to shows, so I really don't have any major complaints, anything, so... You know, I enjoy the product. I would love to work for them one day. So, you know, I think they're great. So I can't say anything bad about it.
Right. And with the TNA product, we're just hoping that they continue to stay around and get that deal also.
Yeah, I want to see them grow. You know, they were doing
right.
really well for a while, and, you know, I feel like they have a potential, you know, they have a lot of potential. They have a really good roster. There's a lot of talent there. So, I mean, they have a chance, you know, we'll just see. I know I've been reading about, like, them and their TV deals and stuff like that. So I think once hopefully that works out for them, they can focus on getting the product to grow. And, you know, like I said, I think they have a lot
right.
of potential. So hopefully in the next few months, they'll continue to grow.
Definitely with that right network, that will help them to get the advertising out there and the right the promoter the right way also, and I think they definitely learned from their mistakes early this year, and then so far they turned it around.
Yep, I agree. So, you know, like I said, hopefully, you know, I agree with you totally that, you know, hopefully they learn from mistakes, and within these next few months, they'll just continue to grow. And once that TV deal is settled, whatever they decide, you know, hopefully it's the best decision, and, you know, will only help them in the end.
Right. It will definitely help wrestling. The more huge promotions out there, the more jobs that people can get in the door also.
Yep. Agreed.
And definitely, do you think women wrestling has grown a whole lot the last 5 years?
I think so. It's becoming a lot more popular, and I like where it's going. You know, I just hope it continues to grow. Like, the women out here right now are showing that we can do it just as good, if not better, than the men. I'm really glad to see that women's wrestling is really starting to be taken seriously, especially in the indies. So, you know, you see these girls, they're wrestling the guys, keeping up with them, and, you know, it just makes me proud that I can be part of it, and I hope to be as good as some of these girls in the top indies right now. So I'm liking where it's going, and, you know, I just hope we continue to grow and show that we can hold our own as well.
Right, definitely. And do you see how good the women of WWE when you turn on NXT, how well they give them more time?
Yeah, I love the women's matches in NXT. Like, I can't say enough. Watching their matches, like, I remember watching Charlotte and Natalia a few months ago on one of the pay-per-views, and just watching them, and I was like, that's why I want to wrestle, because, like, their match was so good. It's definitely a match of the year candidate, and it's not often where people will put a women's match as a candidate for match of the year, but I think those two women held it down, and they're definitely two of the best in WWE right now, and, like, the NXT is really showing what women can do in wrestling.
Right, definitely. And I definitely see when you see Natalya out there that she's a whole lot more happier where she was with I'll say with the diva type models, but she seems like she's fit in a whole lot, and she loves the atmosphere of women other women workers also they added onto the roster.
Agreed. Yeah, like I feel like she could show more with somebody that can keep up with her, like Charlotte. Like, they complemented each other so well, they were able to show both of them what they could do. So when you have somebody that's talented, and it makes it a lot easier to work, and you can do a lot more. So I definitely agree with what you're saying with Natalia, that I think, you know, with the people that they're bringing in that are a lot more talented and, you know, trained a lot more, that she can show off what she can really do.
Right. And it shows that both of them are second and third generation wrestlers. Do you have any plugs for the upcoming shows?
Next show is House of Glory, November 1st. We're in a new location in Queens. You can check our website, houseofgloryonline.com, the Facebook, House of Glory, Twitter as well, Hog Wrestling. I'm also working with Excellence Pro Wrestling. We had a show last night, and that's out in PA, so it's a little, you know, out of the city, but they've been putting on really good shows, too. Their next show is November 8th. If anybody's in the Sellers, PA area, definitely come check us out. And that's it. They have a website as well, Facebook, Twitter, Excellence Pro. Definitely give them a follow and a like on Facebook as well.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you can definitely check those things out by going to their page or going to their shows in the area. And it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor.
Oh, thank you. The pleasure was all mine. Thank you for having me.
You can come back to the show. You can as a guest host with any type of discussion.
Awesome. Sounds great. I'll definitely keep that in mind, and hopefully I'll be back soon.
Yes. You can also check out our the group page at Wrestling X Factor on Facebook. The group page. Definitely also you can post your you can plug any shows for House of Glory to the fans of the page.
Okay, I will do. So definitely send me the link, and I'll definitely give you guys a plug on my page as well.
No problem. And you have a great day.
Thank you. You do as well. Thank you again for having me. The pleasure was all mine.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful and talented Ariana Nix. If you have any questions, follow up on Facebook Wrestling X Factor group page, or for any archives, go to Blog Talk Radio, Wrestling X Factor radio shows, or Wrestling X Factor for also archive shows. This is Wayne Benitez signing off, everybody. Later.
Money, 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 money. Get into the money. Let's make it up the money.